You're listening to KDWA AM 1430. You're listening to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to Community In-Depth. I'm Mike Rood. I have with me today board member for the United Way of Hastings, Stoddard Crane. Good morning, Stoddard. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Mike. Good morning to you. And want to give a shout out to KDWA for being supportive of all the things that we try to do at the United Way. It really helps. And on behalf of the board, I want to say thanks.
You're very welcome. It's a good community effort. They do a lot of things there. You have a lot of programs that are actually directed towards kids, making sure they have healthy meals during the weekends, during the school year. Backpack thing in the fall, I remember that you guys do. You hand out backpacks. What we're talking about today, we're going to be discussing United Way of Hastings' annual campaign, which is in full swing right now. We're going to start with the Kindness Week that's coming up from November 18th to the 22nd. Stoddard, tell me a little bit about that, please.
Well, Kindness Week is coming up. It runs from November 18th to 22nd. And the United Way of Hastings and all the United Ways across Minnesota will be participating in this activity. And actually, here in Hastings, some local businesses have signed up for that week to do a Food for Kids weekend student food bag drive. And we really like that help. There's a kind of an unending demand from the kids to get these nutritious packages. So we can always use more businesses and more people to volunteer to come and help load those up. It's kind of a fun activity. I've done it before. But that'll be going on November 18th to 22nd. And then also, just before that, on November 14th is the pretty well-publicized Give to the Max Day.
Right, right.
And I think most people know of it. And it's an effective fundraising day. It's being tabbed the Great Minnesota Give Together Day. And it's an online giving day across Minnesota. So what we want to do is encourage people that as they're thinking about how would they like to give to the Max, that they click on United Way of Hastings to donate as well. You know, most people that give to their favorite charities or their schools or whatever, they know the power of that when somebody else steps in and says, if you can do this, I'll do that. And
right.
It just really, really helps. You know, we always try to remind people that the money that we are fortunate enough to raise in this community stays here. The United Way is not an organization that spreads it around to all around.
Right.
We keep it within our boundaries, so we want anybody that's gifting to feel confident that they're investing in their community.
Which also presents then its own unique set of challenges. I've talked with Mary before, and she said that it's true. All of the donations we receive stay in the Hastings area in the boundaries that they service, but that also means that they don't have, you know, the United Way of Hastings does not have supporting funds from a larger organization. They are pretty much completely standalone.
Right, right. That's true, and it's why we really encourage our local businesses to participate and try to help us out. Unlike some other communities that have a very large company there,
right,
with a very well-developed employee giving campaign and those sorts of things, we have some participants in that in our community, but they're only, as you say, really coming from inside our map.
Right. And it can even go to the point, I remember being in the military and they would have an annual charity donation thing that you could sign up and have money taken out of your check automatically.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have been in Japan or anywhere the Marine Corps was and still be sending money directly to United Way of Hastings. They would allow you to go to that part, that small of an organization where, oh, not just United Way, but I'd like my money to go to United Way of Hastings. So
right.
Those options are still there, but once again, the bulk of the donations, along with the all of what you expend in the community, is for Hastings.
Right.
The going back a little bit to the Kindness Week, I just kind of wondering some of the process involved. You get the food bags and the drive in the packing them up. Then do people that need them come down to United Way, or do you bring them out? How does that work?
Well, I'm the wrong one to ask because I didn't design the program, so I don't know the nuts and bolts of it, Mike. But my understanding is that, you know, the dispensing is happening via the schools.
Sure.
But that may not be entirely correct, so I'll leave that to
those in the
Mary,
know.
Mary and others who actually know those details.
All right. The last day for the annual campaign, how long is that going to go this year?
Well, we're scheduled to run to December 31st. We certainly encourage people to not think only by calendar, and at least for what I understand from the new tax law, having that cutoff date to get your credit tax-wise onto a certain tax year is probably not as prevalent as it was before the new tax law. So if you didn't think to give by December 31st, which is the technical end of the campaign, and you wanted to give on January 5th, we certainly would really appreciate that and value it highly. And it probably doesn't change your personal situation
for that previous year.
Yeah. Right.
And it also talks about a little bit here, the information I'm looking at about the Have a Heart Club. What can you tell me about that?
I cannot tell you much of anything about that.
The information I got from Mary says that the last day of the campaign
is recurring. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can do the community fund before the holidays begin, and then you can become a Have a Heart Club member by signing up for monthly recurring donations or other ways to donate. Where can people go if they would like to sign up?
I think that one is a call Mary and get yourself informed, first
okay.
of all.
Sure.
And then get on the list. And Mary can help set that up. It's a very close cousin to a payroll deduction kind of thing.
Okay.
As you were talking about from your Marine Corps experience. Sometimes people actually prefer that because they know they're doing what they want to do in terms of giving back to the community, but they don't have to be thinking of it all of the time.
Right.
We encourage that kind of participation.
All right. And the website for United Way of Hastings is unitedwayofhastings.org. They have a How to Give page. It's listed there on the front page. It's a clickable link. The phone number for Mary Melick, if you have any questions, you can call the office at 651-438-3337. And there is not particularly a goal that you kind of shoot for. You want to be funded all the time. But where is the thermometer at outside of the United Way building right now? Have you been by there lately?
I have. I was by it yesterday, and it looks like we're somewhere around maybe 35% of our way to the goal. The goal this year is $300,000.
Okay.
And that sounds aggressive. We'd like to be more aggressive because we have so many needs, so many organizations that reach out to us. And one of the harder parts about being a board member occurs when we're trying to make our decisions as to how do we divide up what we have to try to do the most good in the community as possible. So if we beat that goal, boy, there'd be dancing in the streets, and it wouldn't be the United Way it would be the recipients of funding in response to their requests.
You could change the name for a day if you hit the goal to United Way of Hooray.
Yeah, exactly.
So has, over your time on the board, has the budget or the budget amount that you're working with maintained, has it stayed pretty steady? Or does it fluctuate a lot from year to year?
It doesn't fluctuate that much. I will say, and we're not atypical of United Ways from around the country, and actually a lot of other philanthropic organizations, there's been a gradual decline, nothing precipitous. But with the advent of online giving, and frankly, just a kind of a change in the way that some people want to give, we have seen some decline, and we've had to trim our sales and trim our costs, and we've had to maybe on occasion disappoint some organizations that were hoping for a larger slice of the pie, but the pie isn't as big. But it hasn't been precipitous, and the board works hard, and Mary works triply hard to encourage continued giving and to keep that process as healthy as we can.
And how far ahead do you tend to look as you're looking at this year's budget and you see what's going on and you're starting to wrestle with next year's? Is there any farther? Do you have to keep the sights kind of close in? You're just kind of year to year on that.
We're kind of year to year. It's not a huge company, so it's not a terribly sophisticated process. We can budget with some knowledge that the estimates that we're making are likely to be pretty spot on. But it's a painful process, as anybody knows,
right,
that goes through that. Because you just want to do more, and you can only do so much. So we stay close to it. The board reviews financials every month, every meeting. We meet six times a year. Everybody in the organization is certainly clear-eyed about where we are. And, we just keep our efforts going, and if new companies move into the area, we like to make contact with them and
right,
hope that they're able to and willing to join in on the partnership. And the thing like the bridge awards that we were talking about earlier, the Arch Bridge and the Blue Bridge, those kinds of things are really established to encourage participation.
All right. And as we said earlier that, Stoddard, you are going to be stepping down at the end of your term, what kind of words of wisdom would you have for the person coming in behind you?
I would say be prepared to experience a lot of different emotions. You're likely to be maybe not surprised if you're really in the know, but a little feeling of overwhelmed by how much need there is.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be really thrilled at the fact that there's an organization like United Way and its funded agency partners working in concert to try to make things better in the community, and that's really uplifting. It may sound phony and thin, but the experience of that is really what makes most of us tick.
Right. Yeah.
That participate in that way, and then I think I get warm fuzzies when I hear a great idea that pops out of somewhere, and it can be from a fellow board member. It can be from a high school volunteer. It can be from one of the very small staff that we have. But it's really cool when that happens and you just go, yeah, that's a great idea. That's something that we can do. And it's going to make things better for people. We think of ourselves in a way as being stewards of an organization that are gap fillers, or what I'll call gap fillers. And certainly the Helping Kids Succeed effort has been designed in that way. Kids have a lot of needs, and it's a fast-paced, challenging environment for them these days. If we are engaged in some projects that can help things come together a little bit better for them, that's a thrill.
There is also opportunity in speaking with you today that I've learned. There's plenty of opportunity to get in there and get your hands dirty, put some elbow grease to it. You know, you talk about erecting and taking down the banners for the banner campaign. So it's not just a let's sit in this little conference room and decide what we're going to do. You're actually still out there putting a face on it in the community, which I think was also a great thing for United Way of Hastings, because now, you know, you're not just we just go over there because we know where they're at. But now, oh, Stoddard's on the board. He's out here helping out, doing things. That really must give you a sense of satisfaction in putting a face on what United Way of Hastings is actually doing.
It does. And there are other great organizations in the Hastings area that, you know, are also trying to do things mm-hmm. to make life better
exactly.
for people. And we feel good being one of those partners mm-hmm. In there and trying to bring new ideas and new approaches to efforts that, if we're successful, everybody wins.
Exactly. You're listening to Community In-Depth on KDWA Radio, AM 1460, 97.7. I want to thank my guest, Stoddard Crane, board member with United Way of Hastings, for coming in and spending time with us today. Once again, if you have questions, call the United Way of Hastings at 651-438-3337 or look them up online at unitedwayofhastings.org. This is Community In-Depth. I wake up in the morning at 6 o'clock. They say there may be rain, but the sun is hot. I wish I had some time just to kill today. And I wish I had a dime for every bill I got to pay. Some days you lose, you win, and the water's high, it's the time to win. So I jump back into where I learned to swim. Try to keep my head above it the best I can. That's why here I am. Waiting for the storm to pass me by, and that's the sign.